Okay, we're picking up with the new parak on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, the top, with the words of Rabbi Eliezer Omer. We are at the final stretch of the Masechta over here. The last three prakim are going to be discussing different methods of uprooting the neder. We learned one of them is Hatara, is you could have a Chacham, or you have three people who are regular people, right? Three regular people, or a Mumcha, a Chacham Mumcha. The others is Hafara, that's by the woman who is Nadarim, who are related to either if she's married to her husband, if it's, or by the father, if she's a Ketana still. And so those are the different types of, and then we have also Hafara. Hafara, Hatara, and then we also have the discussion of how to be able to mimatir the neder, which is through a Pesach. Ours is going to discuss a Pesach, is an opening, is a reason to assume that the person no longer wanted to make the neder. That's the idea of a Pesach. It's the opening. You come before the Chacham, and the Chacham says to you, basically asks, had you known that this and this was going to be the circumstances of when you made the neder, would you have made that neder? And if he answers, no, I did not know that, then you say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach three times, and it would be then be no longer a neder. There are certain nedarim which are just bichlal. The question is that there's a certain nedarim which are called nedere shkagos. Nedere shkagos is a neder which isn't even chal from the outright. You don't even need to be matir the neder. So what is the difference? When does it, do we say that there's nedere shkagos, you made a complete mistake, as opposed to when you need a Pesach to be able to uproot the neder? So this actually isn't so clear from the Gemara, but the Achronim point out, the Beis Yosef talks about this, and he says that a neder which is completely central to the whole neder, a person thought that this person was his sister, let's say, made such a neder, and ended up being the random person. So he wouldn't, the whole neder was central to him, this person being a sister, that's completely false nederish kagos, and that neder doesn't even require hataras nadarim. It's a false premise which he made the entire neder. However, the case of a Pesach is that the Pesach is not fundamentally uprooting the neder. It's kind of like a side factor, which is saying, had you known the side factor, would you have made your ikker neder? Had you known whatever it might be about your sister, would you have then made that neder? And this really, you didn't know it was his sister. And so it was just a side factor that would have made him not make the neder. That is something which we would have to apply the lachas of a Pesach to uproot the neder through the method of hataras nadarim. Okay, so that is the concept of hataras nadarim. So now, let's learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer poskin adam b'chavod avi ve'imo. That one of the ways we can have a Pesach is that we can be use the lashon of the neder. So how, what does this mean by be poskel abchav aved bima? You're with the honor of your mother and your father. We would say to him the following: we would say, if at the time when you made the neder, would you have known that you'd be shaming your parents because you're not careful with the darim? If he answers, I really would have never done that. So then we would be able to be matir the neder. Or because people are going to say, look, he's a Rasha, been Rasha, he's not keeping his Nadarim, so he's shaming his parents by calling his parents a Rasha also. So therefore, he didn't want that name to be treated with his parents, and therefore he would be matir the neder based on that. The Chachamim Oster and the Chacham say, no, that would not be a reason to be able to do that. The Gemara is going to discuss this, because everybody would say that, everyone's scared to say that they would not be mechavad their parents. So therefore, we are going to see that the Chacham disagree with that. Rama Amar Rabbi Tzadok. So Rabbi Tzadok says further, ad sheposchel mechavad avi v'imo, just as we find that you could be use the father and the mother, so too poskel mechavad makom. So too, you'd be able to say that you would just dishonor Takash Baruch Hu. So we say to him, had you known at the time of the neder that you would be mezalzel shem shemayim, would be a chil Hashem, that you're not keeping a neder properly, so then he would say no. So then that would be a zilzel and kavod shemayim, as we learn that as the Ran quotes, ilo yisu nodek shnarta sheyisa mekel bechavod amakom. It's like you're in front of the king and you're making this neder, so that's dishonoring Kadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore we could even use that. So that's the shayla. The pasha says, according to Rabbi Lezer, this would not be a valid form of Ataras Nadarim. The Gemara is going to discuss why not, but that's the point. So that you would not be allowed to use this as Ataras Nadarim according to Rabbi Eliezer. Only Rabbi Tzadok is asking more like a question. Why don't you use this also? That's how the Rishonim understand this point over here. So the Gemara says, Vaiter, Imkain ain't a darim. But the Mishnah doesn't like Rabbi Tzadok. The Rabbanan respond to him that at the end of the day, if you say like you're saying, that shouldn't be, there's no such thing as Nadarim. So because you would always be able to say Kavod HaMakom. Gemara is going to discuss it again also. So even Rabbi Lezer must agree that this is not going to be a valid Pesach. So the Gemara says, Vayter, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim would admit to Rabbi Eliezer, but Davar Shebeino L'Bein Aviv V'Imo. Regarding something which is a neder that is directly relying, is directly neder that he made between him and his parents. If he is moder enough from his parents are not allowed to be neder from him. So that, obviously, we're allowed to be poskin lo b'chavad even b'imod. The Chacham would agree to that case that you would be allowed to use as a Pesach had you known that it would be the honor of your mother and father, it would be disregarded in such a manner. Would you still have made a neder that we can use and be able to uproot the neder through that method? Because again, we're talking about directly, it was directly through them. So basically what comes out is that Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim would agree, they would agree that Kavod HaMakom is not valid, because Kavod HaMakom is something which everybody would not be scared to admit to. As opposed to the case of, and also the case of Kibud Avim, where it's directly related to Kibud Avim. But if you just use Kibud Avim with regards to another neder because your parents are embarrassed about what you're doing, that is the essential machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds even there you can do Kibud Avim, and the Chachamim say no. So that was the first machlokas. Now, ve'odam Rabbi Lezer, another machlokas Rabbi Lezer, poschem en olad, you're also allowed to, if there's a new circumstances in the case, then one would be allowed to be able to be matir the neder on that as well. V'chachamim osrim, chachamim say, no, a new development is something which is there, something which you did not expect to happen. We're going to bring that out. If it's something which you do expect to happen, that's not called a nola, that's something that's okay. But if it's something which you did not expect to happen, then Chachamim would hold that you would not be allowed to use that as a Hataras Nadarim. So how is that? The Mishnah is going to illustrate the case. Ketzad, what's the case? Amar Konim Shani Nene Leish Ploni. You say Neder that you're not going to be Nene from Konim from this person. Vanessa Sofer. And the person became, that's a Shaila Ovir. Many Rishonim understand that he became a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, you want to use him. You want to go to the Shir, you want to be Nene. Osha Masiz Bino, or another example is that this person married off his son and the Madir wished to come to the wedding. Va'amar, Ila Yisyadea Shunasa Sofer, Osha Masiz Bino Bekarov, La Yisinoder. In those two cases, you know he's marrying his son so quickly, then I wouldn't have made my neder. So that is the case of a nolad in which we have machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So that would be a machlokas in this also. Konel Abayit Zeshen in Echa, similarly, if you say that I'm Konel into this house and coming in, V'nasa Beit Sakneset became a shul all of a sudden. You didn't expect that to happen. Amar Lu Yasidir Yashinasa Beit Sakneset, Lois and Nodir, but if I'd known that it was going to turn into a shul later on, that I wouldn't have made this neder, that is considered a new development. That is a nolad in which you cannot be matir the neder based on that. Now, wait a second. A few questions we have to ask on this. One of them is that the wedding case over here, it's pretty common that people should get married. So why is that considered something which is infrequent, the Chamer Machber? So the Rush therefore explains, he makes an Akimta in the case of the Mishnah, and he says that we're specifically talking about a neder that had a certain time limit, and all of a sudden he got engaged like a week later and got married like 2 months later. That was something that's uncommon. That is something which is a nolad, which you did not expect. So, if it's not something which is common, the Chachamim are assuming that you cannot have Hatara, and the Ran explains the reason is because a Pesach is showing that the neder was made under false pretense, false premise. So the Madir says that had he been aware that the neder's possible consequences, never would have made that neder. However, you can't tie that. It's something that's not common. It's something that's not common. He didn't think about that when he was making his neder bichlal. So since it was something that he bichlal wasn't thinking about, that's called a nolad, and therefore, so that was something that's made under false pretenses, and therefore it's something which should be a problem. And therefore, you're not able to be matir the neder based on this new development, because it's not something that you had in mind at all when you were making your neder. Now, this is a question, a famous Gemara that we had earlier over here in Ksubas, which is the case of Ben Kalba Savua, which he was so upset that Rabbi Akiva, who was an Amma Aretz at the time, was becoming his son-in-law, but that he was going to marry, the daughter wanted to marry him. So he made a neder, answering all of his possessions. She was very rich, on Rachel Eshes Rabbi Akiva, and the two of them lived in desperate poverty, as we learned in the Gemara earlier. So the question over there, we're showing up, we're bothered by, is that, wait a second, how is it that is able to be a valid Hataras Nedarim, because the Rabbi Akiva was matir the neder in the end? There's two questions about it. Why was Rabbi Akiva allowed to? He's involved in the case. Okay, whatever, that's another question. But the second question to deal with is that was the case of that they were matir the neder based on the fact that Rabbi Akiva became a Talmud Chacham. Isn't that this very Mishnah, which says that's considered a nolad? So Tosos explained famously, this I remember from the Shmuz, from Nissen Kaplan, it was a very powerful, he said it so geschmack, it was very, very good Shmuz. That's how I remember the answer of Tosos and Ksubas. Tosos' answer that no, is that it's not a nolad, because it's already a du'a, if a person sits in and learns, a person sitting and learning and steiging, you're going to become a Talmud Chacham, that's what's going to happen. Even the people who are not the most successful people in yeshiva, and they're steiging and they're sitting and they're really putting their kitchkas into and they're learning, they will become Talmud Chacham. That is not a nolad. So the question is a very nice vort, and we could get a nice schmutz or schmutz, as Nissen Kaplan was, is developing this idea that everybody could continue, everyone tries it, gives it their all, they'll be able to become a big Talmud Chacham. You just have to give it your all. Fine. That's a nice idea. But how does that work with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if he became a Sofer, then it's not going to work. So I was very happy. I thought, this is my own answer, but I didn't have a chance to double check this, that Tosfos is actually Lashitasim. It's very geschmack. Tosfos don't explain that this Mishnah is talking about a person becoming a Talmud Chacham. Rather, what is the Lashon of Tosfos over here? Our Tosfos on the side say, Vitzarach lo lefishu kosev shtara sa'ir. He didn't become a Talmud Chacham. Rather, he became an actual Sofer. A Sofer means somebody who writes, he became like a certain, who's a Mesader Gittin, and he writes shtaros, he writes ksuba documents, he writes documents that we need, lava documents. He actually became a physical Sofer, and then he became a Talmud Chacham. If it became a Talmud Chacham according to Tosfos, that would not be considered a nolad, as we see from the story of Rabbi Akiva, that a person who sits and learns, even if he's the biggest Talmud Haaretz, he will in fact become a Talmud Chacham. So that was geshmak for the Shita of Tosfos. I do have now a Tzarachin a little bit, and all the Rishonim over here that explain that he became a Talmud Chacham, so like the Rush says that way, and others, the Ran I think believe also says that way. So according to them, how do they answer the story with Rabbi Akiva? That I'm not sure about. They'd have to give a different answer, not like Tosfos' answer, that a person who sits and learns becomes a Talmud Chacham. They'd have to give a different answer to the story of Rabbi Akiva. I'm sure there's other answers given. I just knew the famous answer from Tosfos, and their answer lines up very nicely over here. Fine. So if a person becomes a Talmud Chacham, we see from Tosfos, that is not something which is considered a nolad. So everybody, if you sit and learn, you try it, you'll see, and Mirtz Hashem will all become very big Talmud Chachamim. So now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Elazar Matir v'Chachamim Osrim. And all these examples, Rabbi Elazar says that it's okay, and the Chachamim are Machmir, and they assume that you would be considered a nolad, and that is not okay. Fine. So now the Gemara asks, my ain nedarim. So the Mishnah told us that when Rabbi Tzadok extended the halachas to say kavod hamakom, there would be no nedarim. The Rabbanan responded to that. That opinion's crazy. There'd be no such thing as nedarim according to you. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Amar Abaye. Abaye says, im kain ain nedarim nitarin. Yaf. If that's what you're saying, there's no longer going to have a proper annulment of nedarim. We're afraid that a person would make the neder knowing that it would bring Chil Hashem, so he's very embarrassed. He's going to tell the Beis Din, oh, I didn't care that it was going to be Chil Hashem. Obviously, he's not going to say that. He's going to be scared to say that in front of Loya's Panav Bekach as the Lashon of the Rani. He's not going to be so brazen as to say in front of the Beis Din that V'yishaker V'yomer Ilayisi Odeh Loyisi Noder. It's not going to be a good method of having Hataras Nedarim. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan would agree that we can't be potim l'chod hamakom. However, that's the shaila according to Rabbanan. When it comes to kavod aviv imo, can we say the same svara? According to Rabbanan, they say the same thing. And when it comes to a parent, a person wouldn't be so brazen as to say that I wouldn't care about the kavod of my parents, that I'll double kill the rasha when they make a neder. However, Rabbi Elazar holds that no, that be kavod hamakom, that a person kavod aviv imo, he wouldn't be so ashamed to say that kavod aviv imo was something that he had in mind when he made the neder. He'll be honest about that, and that's not something he'll be so embarrassed about. And therefore, according to him, that's less than a chamor than a kavod shemayim, and that's the yisod machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the chachamim. Okay, that's how Abaye explains it. Now turning on to the next number. Now Rava Amar. Rava says no. Rava says imkain in nedarim nishal in lachacham a little bit differently. Rava understands that nedarim will no longer be brought before a chacham to be brought for a hataras nedarim. There's no neder which we can't apply the halacha of kavod shemayim. So what are we afraid of is that if you use this as just a universal heter, then people aren't going to be chlal, going to be matter the neder through a chacham, and we're afraid that they're going to come up to these crazy ideas that they're going to be making about their nedarim and be matter neder with their own svaras that don't make any sense. So that's the Rava's understanding according to this. So Rava is speaking in the shita of Rabbi Tzadok. He's like Abaye's understanding. But this would also be the Yisod Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar. The Chachamim understanding that a Pesach based on Kavod of the parents also is often enough that people will be afraid that people won't come to be matir the neder. That's what the Chachamim hold. Whereas Rabbi Elazar is not concerned with that. He says that a Pesach based on the Kavod of the parents is allowed. It's not something which is common enough, and therefore that would be the halacha that it's okay according to Rabbi Elazar. So that's the way that Abaye explains it. So then we basically come on to the idea whether or not it's going to be common enough that people won't come. So that is the first explanation of the Ran. The Ran has another explanation where he explains that that Rav and Abaye are agreeing regarding Rabbi Elazar's reasoning with respect to the kavod of the parents, that we're not afraid that people are going to lie about it. They agree that Rabbi Elazar Aser the Pesach because you're going to make up the case of you're going to make up that kavod of Shemayim. However, their machlokas is going to be regarding with regards to Pesach in the kavod of the parents. According to Abaye, when it comes to kavod of the parents, he's afraid the person will also make he's a kavod of his parents. He won't be meis panav in front of the beis din. The Chachamim are concerned for this possibility. Rabbi Lezer is not. Rava's understanding that no, neither Rabbi Lezer nor the Chachamim are concerned for covered to the parents, because it's not different than any other mitzvah. We would admit that you would have made the neder if you're violating a mitzvah, as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. So too, someone would admit that he would have dishonored his parents. That's not bechlal the shayla. Rav is saying that the issue that's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer in the second version of the Ran is that people will not bring their nedarim to the Chachamim. The Chachamim are concerned for this possibility, therefore they say that the use of kavod of the parents is a problem. Rabbi Lezer is not concerned for this possibility, therefore he permits this. So there's two different explanations of the Ran of this machlokas Abaye v'Rava. So now the Gemara is just going to bring a raya though for Abaye. It's none. Our Mishnah tells us, Umodim Chachamim Rabbi Lezer, Bidavar Shebeina Levein Aviv V'Imo, that the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Lezer in something that is between him and his parents. Sheposchin Lo B'Chavod Aviv V'Imo, that we find an opening, a Pesach, based on the honor of his father and his mother. Now the Chachamim, they say that such a case is asar, based on the, would be mutter on this case. So now the Gemara says, Bishlam alabai damar imkein inadarim nitarim. Now according to Abaye, I understand this phrase in the Mishnah, because in this case, the Chachamim are prohibiting it based on the kavod of his parents. It's understandable this Pesach would be mutter, because this is actually dealing directly with your parents. So you're not going to be so brazen lying about it, because you actually wanted to service your parents. That Pesach should be valid. Hachad kevan de'echsiv play. So now, a little bit different, actually, I was saying. I'm going to retract what I just said before. It's different. The Gemara fleshes out why it's mutter. Hachad kevan de'echsiv play, hachad zalei. No, the fact that the person was so brazen to make the neder in the first place against his parents, which is such a disregard for their kibud avim. So since you made that neder, answering all of your possessions on your parents, you were so brazen to do that, so you wouldn't lie to the beis din, you wouldn't care to tell the beis din, yeah, I knew that when I was making the neder, I really meant it. And therefore, he would be honest with them, and we're not afraid that he's going to be scared to admit that he was going to be ruining their kavod. You already ruined their kavod the moment you made such a neder anyway. So therefore, you're going to be honest with them and say that if had you known that, would you stay in the neder or not? You would admit to it if that's really what your kavana was. So there's no reason to suspect them of lying, and we're not, and therefore Pesach should make sense. That's how we're going to explain the Gemara. Not like I said the first time. Ela la Rava, but now according to Rava, the Amar, Im Kain, Einadar Misham L'Chacham, that the whole issue is that we're afraid people aren't going to bring their neder to a chacham. So chacham, I poskim. So why, in the case of a neder directed against one's parents, would we be able to find a pesach for him based on the concern for the honor of his parents? In this case, also we should assume that he's going to come to start being matir nedarim on his own without coming to the chacham to be able to be matir the neder, because he sees that this type of neder works. So too, he's going to say, oh, I find this other neder works. This other one, I don't need to come to a chacham to be matir my neder. I'm fine without them. So says the Gemara Amrei, so the Gemara answers, Kevan dechol nedarim, lo sagilun belo chacham. No, because it's a pashut answer according to Rav also. All other nedarim that are not directly dealing with his parents, vis-a-vis his relationship with his parents, are not able to be uprooted with a chacham. Hachanami poschin. So too, that in only in this very case, where it's a limited case, where it's dealing with him and his parents, his relationship with his parents, then that he's able to be matir. But he knows that all other examples, he wasn't able to be matir the neder based on the covet of his parents. And since he knows that, he knows he has to come to a chacham for almost all the cases, 99% of his cases, where he didn't make a neder in honor of his parents that were directly relating to his parents. So then you would need a chacham to be matir. So this whole chash would not apply. Therefore, we're not afraid in this case that he is going to start doing the hataras on his own and come to make mistakes. We're not afraid of that conclusion. That's not a problem over here. Fine. Ve'odam Rabbi Lezer poschim a nolad. Rabbi Lezer tells us also that we are able to be matir based on a nolad, a new circumstances that had not been. Whereas the Chachamim disagree with that. So Gemara asks, where is the source for this? My time at Rabbi Lezer. What's the source, Rabbi Lezer? Amar of Chista. The Pasuk tells us with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu. So now the Gemara is going to tell us in tomorrow's daf, and we see Rashi and Chumash quotes this, that when Moshe he ran away to Midian because Dasan ve'Aviram were trying to hold on him, malmashin on him to Paro, and Paro was trying to kill him, and they were very influential. They were telling him that this happened, so he married Tzipora, and Yisro made him make a neder for Moshe that he would not leave Midian without the explicit permission of Yisro. So we see that So that was the tonight in Moshe marrying Tzipora. So now our pasuk is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu was matir the neder. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol was matir the neder, saying that the enemies had died, and therefore that is a Pesach which is, since they died, he now is allowed to be matir the neder, to be able to come back to Egypt. So there's an obvious question that we have to deal with, is that our pasuk. Is there's another pasuk before that? Is that before the pasuk right before that tells us that Kimesa Malchim is a pasuk afterwards. The pasuk before tells us that Yisro gave him explicit permission. So now if Yisro gave him explicit permission, that was part of the neder. So that would okay. So you don't even need Hakadosh Baruch Hu to be mad to the neder. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Bichlal being mad to the neder? The Rishon are bothered by this question. So the Nemuk Yosef answers that Moshe's neder actually had two factors to it. One is Yisro demanding that he has reshus from him. That he got fine. But there was another aspect to it that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made the neder because he was afraid to go back to Egypt. He's making a neder. He's like, hey, I don't want to go back to Mitzrayim. There are people trying to kill me over there. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, no, that those people who came had died, and therefore I'm after that aspect of your neder, Moshe Rabbeinu, and you can go back to Mitzrayim. So now the Gemara says, but wait a second, though. That's Rabbi Elazar's Raya, the Veha, Misa, the Noladu. Misa is something which is not common. It's a new development, rather. And Mikan, Shabbos, Levinolad, and that's something which, therefore, I can make my assumption that something which is new, or something which is not expected, is going to be okay. So now the Rishonim are bothered by this, but is that really true? Misa happens every day. People die every single day. So the point is, no, a sudden death. A sudden death is something which is going to be a Nolad, and that's something that we're assuming it was the new development over here. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, though, Rabbanan, my time, my other Rabbanan, how are they going to respond back to Rabbi Elazar? This is a very good Raya. So the Gemara says, "Kasavrei hanemi maisei." So who were these people, the enemies of Moshe that had died, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was talking about? As we see the pasuk about fighting and standing upright, that was the machlokas that we had later on in the whole machlokas of Korach and Dasan Raviram over there. So that lashon over there, those people who were they? Those people are. Those were Dasan Vaviram. So we see that those people, that when it says, that there was two people who were fighting, who were those? So we're learning that was Dasan Vaviram. So Dasan Vaviram were these two people. So if it's Dasan Vaviram clearly were still alive though. It says, Kimesu Kol Anashim. It can't mean that they actually physically died, because if they actually died, we see that they're later in Korach. They came back to fight Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Korach. It can't be. Rather, it must be that they never died. So what happened? Ela Amar Rish Lakish. So what, based on what Rish Lakish tells us, Shiyardu Menechaseim, they became poor. They became poor, which is equivalent to death. So being poor, they were without any influences, and therefore it was safe to assume that Moshe Rabbeinu could come back. And that's why this is something which is not necessarily, it was not based on someone's actual death. It doesn't prove that a Pesach can be based on a new development. Now, wait a second, though. Isn't being poor considered something which is a nolad, which is something which is a new development you don't know about? So the Rishonim answer, no. Poverty is something which is more common. It can happen to anybody. And therefore, that's not considered something which is a nolad. An interesting question that some of the Achronim ask is, wait a second, how do we know that they became poor? Maybe we're about to see that there's four different people who are considered people who are like they're poor. We have someone we're going to see, I'll mention them, but now already, is because I already asked the question, is that a person doesn't have children, a person who is poor, a person is a mitzor, and a person is blind. So how do we know that they're not the other three categories? So first one, the one that says that they don't have children, that's clear. The pasuk says clearly that they had children. So that one's not going to be good. A metzora, lechora is a problem the Achronim explained, because if they became a metzora, they would still be influential. So that's they would still be able to tie it to borrow that this person is still coming back, you should kill him. So that clearly, we're talking about something that had to lose their influence, if they lost their influence. So what is it, something lost their influence? It must be that became poor, because a blind person also is not someone who's able to come to power, and he's not going to listen to who you're blind, some random blind people. Oh no, sorry, no, they don't bring the blind, you may have the influence, but they say blind, it couldn't have been, because the pasuk says, anashim te'akir, that even if you poke out these eyes of these people, we are not going to come, implying that they had eyes that they were able to poke out, that were in the parsha of Korach. So we see that all of these examples show it must be that they became poor. That's the only option is left. So now the Gemara is going to quote this meme. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Kol Adam Chein Labanim Chashuv Kemes. Any person who doesn't have children is like his mace. So what's the nafkamina about all these people are like their mace? Tosafot says that we're telling you this because you should daven for them. You should have rachmanis on them. A person who doesn't have children should be davening for them. And Meiftzer Kadosh Baruch Hu say Tehillim for them. Should be davening for them. So that what is so Chavali Banim Veimein Ayin Mesa Anochi? Because if give me children, if not, I'm like I'm dead. So this is telling us that they were spoken by, this was Rachel, said to Yaakov, so if I don't have children, I'm like, I'm dead. We see that a person who doesn't have children is like they're dead. Etanya, Arba Chashem Kemes, Ani, a person is poor, Umetzora, Vesuma, Misha, In Labanim. A poor person, a Metzora, a blind person, someone doesn't have any children. Ani, Dechsev, Kemesu, Kolanashim. Is that the pasuk by Dasan Avrim, that's Araya, that they became poor? Metzora, Dechsev, Al Natihi Kemes. That the pasuk by Aaron HaKohen is telling Moshe Rabbeinu by Miriam, which is when Miriam said Lashon Hara with Aaron about Moshe Rabbeinu's wife, right? That she's a Kisha Kushis Laka, Chol Shaila, what that meant. But she said Lashon Hara, whatever it meant. She wasn't even Mechavin Lagnuso, she was trying to help him. She was saying that she's so beautiful and Moshe Rabbeinu should be with her. That's a Chazal of Zoresh. Fine. But either way, she was punished. And Aaron HaKohen says, don't let her be like this dead body that's just sitting over here. And Mitzora is like a dead body. She's like a dead person. Don't let her be daven for her. And then Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Kel narafan Allah." That he davened this tefillah for her to be able to heal her. And then Hashem said, "Okay, she'll be 7 days, and then she'll come back." So we see, though, in the lesson of Aaron HaKohen, that she shouldn't be like a dead person. That a mitzvah is like a mace. Visuma and asuma dechsev b'mechashikim hoshivanim kimsei olam. The pasuk says, "You put me in darkness." The pasuk like an echa. Put me in darkness like the dead people of the world. The person who's b'meshachani is dark. You can't see. Is like he's dead. Umishin Labanim, a person that has any children, Echsiv, Hava Labanim Veimayin, Mesa Nechi. Give me children, if I don't, I'm like, I'm dead. So these four people are like they're dead. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in one of his famous sikhas, he tells us that these four people, why are these four people Dafka the ones that are dead? It's a very deep, a very nice idea. He says, all these people are basically cut off from society in a certain way, right? The blind person, he can't tell if a person's coming around. He doesn't know who's there, who's not. He doesn't know what he looks like. He's unable to interact normally with other people. A Mitzora is Bechlal not allowed to be in the Machane. He has to go Michutz the Machane, go away from the city. He's not allowed to be anywhere near anyone else. A poor person is not able to help other people. He's not able to be a no-san. He's not able to give. And a person, similarly, a person who has children, who doesn't have children, he's not able to be a no-san. The biggest nasina a person could do in life is give to his children, is be able to raise children, to father children. And that's why Kibbutz Avim is so important. You need a karas tov, because whatever you do, you can never be makir tov enough to your parents for them bringing you into the world. Even if they stopped over there, they abandoned you, Rahman and Sana, they do that to someone that still, you still have to have Kibbutz Avim for your parents because they brought you into this world. That gift you can never get back. That the idea of life, they gave you life, they gave you chiyus. So they're they're in a sina, hopefully for the rest of your life also, they're constantly giving you, they're constantly doing for you, they're constantly raising you. That's something which you have to have a karas tov, but that's an sina. We see that being in a society with other people, being able to be a no sin to other people, if you're not like that, you're like you're dead. You're worthless. So you have to be a no sin in life. You have to be a giver. We don't want to be takers all the time. We want to be givers. We want to do chesed. We want to do nice things. We want to be people interacting with other people, talking with other people. Very nice idea to end off over here that Mirtz Hashem, we should be on the Nesina side always and be giving and interacting with people pleasantly. Naim l'mala v'nichman l'mata. Okay, B'shiat Hashemai, I'll pick up with Tanya, and I ended off with a nice idea over here. Tanya, Hamodr, Namechavir, Mirtz Hashem, the top of Samachem, and tomorrow's daf.